Cambridge Assessment International Education, Cambridge IGCSE, English as a Second Language, Paper 2, Listening. Exercise 1. You will hear 8 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. Question 1. What did the girl like most in the park?
Hi, Jane. Mum and I had a nice walk in the park yesterday. There were loads of flowers, and some trees were covered in flowers too. And the gardens were full of roses, which smelt nice. It all looked very tidy. For me, that was part of the problem, though, as I really prefer wildflowers that just appear anywhere and are left for the bees, like the ones growing in an area of long grass there. Those were the prettiest, I think, and even nicer than the huge flowers growing at the park entrance. Hi, Jane. Mum and I had a nice walk in the park yesterday. There were loads of flowers, and some trees were covered in flowers too. And the gardens were full of roses, which smelt nice. It all looked very tidy. For me, that was part of the problem, though, as I really prefer wildflowers that just appear anywhere and are left for the bees, like the ones growing in an area of long grass there. Those were the prettiest, I think, and even nicer than the huge flowers growing at the park entrance.
Question 2. What did the boy spend most time looking at during his museum trip yesterday?
How was your museum trip yesterday, Robbie?
Great, thanks, Mrs. Harris. I've been there several times and always go first to the coin collections, then have no time to see anything else. So this time I planned my visit and headed for the displays of historical costumes. I took loads of photos for the art project we're doing.
Good.
I had intended to photograph some jewellery as well, but I was too busy. I did spot a sculpture gallery there too, though, so I'm going back again soon to draw some of them.
Well done. How was your museum trip yesterday, Robbie?
Great, thanks, Mrs. Harris. I've been there several times and always go first to the coin collections, then have no time to see anything else. So this time I planned my visit and headed for the displays of historical costumes. I took loads of photos for the art project we're doing.
Good.
I had intended to photograph some jewellery as well, but I was too busy. I did spot a sculpture gallery there too, though, so I'm going back again soon to draw some of them.
Well done.
Question 3. What did both friends particularly enjoy at the restaurant?
What did you think of the meal? The soup was quite nice. Unusual.
And the pizzas were okay. Not much on top of them, though.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I was more impressed by the salad, I think. I'd never tried some of the ingredients before.
Certainly was very tasty. I began to wish we hadn't ordered that soup at the beginning, though. Then I would have had enough room for dessert. That chocolate cake you had looked delicious.
Oh, you didn't miss much. It looked better than it tasted. What did you think of the meal? The soup was quite nice. Unusual.
And the pizzas were okay. Not much on top of them, though.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I was more impressed by the salad, I think. I'd never tried some of the ingredients before.
Certainly was very tasty. I began to wish we hadn't ordered that soup at the beginning, though. Then I would have had enough room for dessert. That chocolate cake you had looked delicious.
Oh, you didn't miss much. It looked better than it tasted.
Question 4. How did the boy get to college this morning?
Why were you late this morning?
Sorry, Mrs. Jones. I had a terrible time getting to college. The main road into town was closed for some reason, so buses weren't picking up passengers. And by the time I'd realised what was happening, it was too late to catch a train. So I had to walk quite a long way. My brother came past and offered me a lift on his motorbike. I turned him down, but half an hour later, when I still hadn't got here, I really wished I'd accepted.
Why were you late this morning?
Sorry, Mrs. Jones. I had a terrible time getting to college. The main road into town was closed for some reason, so buses weren't picking up passengers. And by the time I'd realised what was happening, it was too late to catch a train. So I had to walk quite a long way. My brother came past and offered me a lift on his motorbike. I turned him down, but half an hour later, when I still hadn't got here, I really wished I'd accepted.
Question 5. Which new sport would the girl like to do?
Which sports clubs are you signing up for at school this year? I know the football club's got spaces.
Not a bad idea. It'd be a chance to try something completely different. I mean, I might not be any good, but I'll give it a go.
Why not? Or there's volleyball.
I've always been useless at that, so I'll probably avoid it. But I'm a pretty good basketball player, so that's a possibility.
Right. Anyway, come on. I'll challenge you to a game of table tennis.
Okay, and I bet I win.
You always do. Which sports clubs are you signing up for at school this year? I know the football club's got spaces.
Not a bad idea. It'd be a chance to try something completely different. I mean, I might not be any good, but I'll give it a go.
Why not? Or there's volleyball.
I've always been useless at that, so I'll probably avoid it. But I'm a pretty good basketball player, so that's a possibility.
Right. Anyway, come on. I'll challenge you to a game of table tennis.
Okay, and I bet I win.
You always do.
Question 6. What job is the girl considering doing in the future?
Have you thought what you'd like to do when you leave school, Anna? You're good at biology, so medicine maybe? And you were thinking of becoming a vet at one stage.
Maybe. I'm not sure I'd be suited to it, Mr. Scott. And my dad's a doctor. He works such long hours. I'd prefer to work on my own. So maybe a scientist, discovering new medicines to help doctors.
And dentists too. Now that's a career worth thinking about.
You're right, though perhaps not for me. But thanks anyway, Mr. Scott.
Have you thought what you'd like to do when you leave school, Anna? You're good at biology, so medicine maybe? And you were thinking of becoming a vet at one stage.
Maybe. I'm not sure I'd be suited to it, Mr. Scott. And my dad's a doctor. He works such long hours. I'd prefer to work on my own. So maybe a scientist, discovering new medicines to help doctors.
And dentists too. Now that's a career worth thinking about.
You're right, though perhaps not for me. But thanks anyway, Mr. Scott.
Question 7. Which activity will the girl help with in the park?
Are you volunteering for any of the activities in the park this weekend?
Yeah, are you? There are several, like tree planting in the morning, but I've got a class then, so I'll probably go later and join in with building those little boxes our group leader was talking about.
What, for the birds? They sound cool. Better than painting the benches. I can't see how that's helping.
Well, we want people to come and appreciate the park, and nice seats attract more people. And you've been busy picking up the rubbish, so it looks lovely now.
Are you volunteering for any of the activities in the park this weekend?
Yeah, are you? There are several, like tree planting in the morning, but I've got a class then, so I'll probably go later. And join in with building those little boxes our group leader was talking about.
What, for the birds? They sound cool. Better than painting the benches. I can't see how that's helping.
Well, we want people to come and appreciate the park, and nice seats attract more people. And you've been busy picking up the rubbish, so it looks lovely now.
Question 8. Where is the boy moving to?
So, the new place you're moving to, what's it like? Is it a flat?
Well, we've always lived in flats, but this time Dad wanted somewhere quiet and further from the city, so he's found a house. It's semi-detached. The house is joined to our neighbour's one.
Right. But I thought you'd found a big house in the city. And your dad was talking about a cottage at one stage.
Well, the one he found was too small for all of us. And that house was noisy. A country cottage would be lovely, though.
So, the new place you're moving to, what's it like? Is it a flat?
Well, we've always lived in flats, but this time Dad wanted somewhere quiet and further from the city, so he's found a house. It's semi-detached. The house is joined to our neighbour's one.
Right. But I thought you'd found a big house in the city. And your dad was talking about a cottage at one stage.
Well, the one he found was too small for all of us. And that house was noisy. A country cottage would be lovely, though.
That is the end of exercise 1. Now turn to exercise 2. Exercise 2. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear each recording twice. You will hear 2 friends talking about the photos they've taken in the countryside. Now look at questions 9 and 10.
Do you want to see the bird photos I took when we were in the countryside?
Sure.
I mean, I don't have the latest model of camera. I've been using it for years. And it was raining, so I was pessimistic about finding any to take pictures of. As it turns out, though, there were so few people around that I got quite close to the birds, as they weren't disturbed.
Well, these photos I took are okay, but they could have been better. The sun was out, so they're not really dark or anything, but there's just nothing unusual about them.
But you've got different things in each of them. Clouds, trees, water.
But that wasn't what I was aiming for, really.
Do you want to see the bird photos I took when we were in the countryside?
Sure.
I mean, I don't have the latest model of camera. I've been using it for years. And it was raining, so I was pessimistic about finding any to take pictures of. As it turns out, though, there were so few people around that I got quite close to the birds, as they weren't disturbed.
Well, these photos I took are okay, but they could have been better. The sun was out, so they're not really dark or anything, but there's just nothing unusual about them.
But you've got different things in each of them. Clouds, trees, water.
But that wasn't what I was aiming for, really.
You will hear a man leaving a message for a colleague about his car. Now look at questions 11 and 12.
Hi, Janet. Sorry, I've got car problems again this morning. As you know, it hasn't worked well for ages. Sometimes I haven't even been able to leave home in it. That didn't happen today, but then on the way to the office, I suddenly heard a bang in the engine. Anyway, I've just got to the office car park and called a mechanic. I'll come up to the office once he's been. So, I've been thinking about what to do. to be honest, the car's never been that reliable. I don't think it'll be too much to fix it, but maybe it's time to get rid of it. See what a garage will offer me for it. Anyway, I'll see you shortly. Hi, Janet. Sorry, I've got car problems again this morning. As you know, it hasn't worked well for ages. Sometimes I haven't even been able to leave home in it. That didn't happen today, but then on the way to the office, I suddenly heard a bang in the engine. Anyway, I've just got to the office car park and called a mechanic. I'll come up to the office once he's been. So, I've been thinking about what to do. To be honest, the car's never been that reliable. I don't think it'll be too much to fix it, but maybe it's time to get rid of it. See what a garage will offer me for it. Anyway, I'll see you shortly.
You will hear two people talking about the market in their town. Now look at questions 13 and 14.
Where have you been? The market?
Yeah, I saw a shirt there that would suit my brother. I might actually get it for him. It'd really suit him, and it's his birthday next week. Anyway, while I was there, I couldn't resist getting a lovely necklace. I never normally give in to temptation, but...
Well, you probably deserve it. So, is the market a good place to go shopping?
It depends, but you do have to look carefully. I've occasionally bought kitchen equipment that's broken pretty quickly. There's usually plenty of stuff on the stalls, though, and I've even come across one or two things I've been really impressed by.
That's good to know. Where have you been? The market?
Yeah, I saw a shirt there that would suit my brother. I might actually get it for him. It'd really suit him, and it's his birthday next week. Anyway, while I was there, I couldn't resist getting a lovely necklace. I never normally give in to temptation, but...
Well, you probably deserve it. So, is the market a good place to go shopping?
It depends, but you do have to look carefully. I've occasionally bought kitchen equipment that's broken pretty quickly. There's usually plenty of stuff on the stalls, though, and I've even come across one or two things I've been really impressed by.
That's good to know.
You will hear a man talking about his experiences of reading novels. Now look at questions 15 and 16.
I had to read lots of novels at high school in literature class. I guess it was good, as although the books were by well-known authors, I probably wouldn't have even picked them up otherwise. And actually, they weren't bad stories, but having to write essays about them spoilt the pleasure of reading for me, and I didn't attempt another novel until I left university. Now, though, my attitude towards novels is different. I probably still hesitate to advise others to read the books I've enjoyed. I have very particular tastes. But I've discovered the joy of adding my favourite ones to my bookshelves. I tend to avoid the latest bestsellers, though. I rarely finish them. I had to read lots of novels at high school in literature class. I guess it was good, as although the books were by well-known authors, I probably wouldn't have even picked them up otherwise. And actually, they weren't bad stories. But having to write essays about them spoilt the pleasure of reading for me, and I didn't attempt another novel until I left university. Now, though, my attitude towards novels is different. I probably still hesitate to advise others to read the books I've enjoyed. I have very particular tastes. But I've discovered the joy of adding my favourite ones to my bookshelves. I tend to avoid the latest bestsellers, though. I rarely finish them.
You will hear two friends talking about holidays. Now look at questions 17 and 18.
Where are you going on holiday this year?
Haven't decided yet. We'll probably return to our favourite place. Reasonably close to home, luckily.
Really? I prefer having a look around somewhere different.
Well, I enjoy that too, but even in familiar places, there's always something you haven't seen before. Anyway, I need to relax a bit too.
There's no point in having a holiday otherwise.
Didn't you have a really fantastic holiday last year?
Absolutely. I took my mate with me to a place I'd been dying to go to since I can't remember when. We both loved it. Then I happened to see it on a program about holidays, so I guess everyone will want to go there now. Where are you going on holiday this year?
Haven't decided yet. We'll probably return to our favourite place. Reasonably close to home, luckily.
Really? I prefer having a look around somewhere different.
Well, I enjoy that too, but even in familiar places, there's always something you haven't seen before. Anyway, I need to relax a bit too.
There's no point in having a holiday otherwise.
Didn't you have a really fantastic holiday last year?
Absolutely. I took my mate with me to a place I'd been dying to go to since I can't remember when. We both loved it. Then I happened to see it on a program about holidays, so I guess everyone will want to go there now.
That is the end of exercise 2. Now turn to exercise 3. Exercise 3. You will hear a woman called Marta Harris giving a talk about small creatures called bats. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the talk twice. Now look at questions 19 to 26.
Hi, everyone. I'm Marta Harris. I'm a teacher, and in my spare time, I work with bats. It's fascinating. So, how did I first become interested in bats? Well, just after graduation, I had a short break at the home of a friend from university. She's passionate about the environment, and after a late dinner, took me to see loads of bats outside a nearby office, flying around. Amazing. And that's when it all started. I wanted to learn more about bats, especially once I realized how little is known about how bats live. So, to make a contribution, I started doing some research. I've since learned ways of studying them, which includes monitoring their behavior. This has allowed me to see how cute and fragile they are up close. And I now know some bats are in decline, so we really do have to assist them. Many people probably aren't aware of how bats help our environment. For example, some bat species are good at spreading seeds after they've eaten fruit, which helps plants grow elsewhere. And others collect pollen from flowers, just as bees do. Their key role, though, is eating insects that might otherwise destroy crops, so we should value them for that. So, what do I particularly like about bats? Well, one special thing is watching bats on a summer evening, displaying their incredible flying and never crashing into anything. But I've also read that you're actually never far from a bat, even if you're in a busy city full of people. That's what I admire above all about them. Some countries have far more native bat species than the country where I live does. So far, I've recorded seeing about 10, although there are actually 18 living here altogether, slightly fewer than the 25 species I'd thought there were when I first started. People often ask about the best places to see bats. Well, that depends. I've been on boat rides along a river, especially for bat watching. They're very successful, as is visiting a forest. But the highest number I've seen was by a cricket field. It was wonderful. And have you ever heard a bat call? It's quite an experience, though you'll definitely need lots of special equipment for it. What I discovered was that the calls are very high-pitched, so it's difficult for the human ear to make them out, however noisy they are to other bats. So you don't often hear them. But when you do, the range of different calls is amazing. I really didn't expect that. I'm always keen to teach people about bats, so I give talks and show films about them to local residents or encourage them to join various bat tours, which fascinate people. And I've recently persuaded bat experts to set up displays in different towns, which have been popular with lots of visitors. That's fantastic!
Now you will hear the talk again.
Hi, everyone. I'm Marta Harris. I'm a teacher, and in my spare time, I work with bats. It's fascinating. So, how did I first become interested in bats? Well, just after graduation, I had a short break at the home of a friend from university. She's passionate about the environment, and after a late dinner, took me to see loads of bats outside a nearby office, flying around. Amazing. And that's when it all started. I wanted to learn more about bats, especially once I realized how little is known about how bats live. So, to make a contribution, I started doing some research. I've since learned ways of studying them, which includes monitoring their behavior. This has allowed me to see how cute and fragile they are up close. And I now know some bats are in decline, so we really do have to assist them. Many people probably aren't aware of how bats help our environment. For example, some bat species are good at spreading seeds after they've eaten fruit, which helps plants grow elsewhere. And others collect pollen from flowers, just as bees do. Their key role, though, is eating insects that might otherwise destroy crops, so we should value them for that. So, what do I particularly like about bats? Well, one special thing is watching bats on a summer evening, displaying their incredible flying and never crashing into anything. But I've also read that you're actually never far from a bat, even if you're in a busy city full of people. That's what I admire above all about them. Some countries have far more native bat species than the country where I live does. So far, I've recorded seeing about 10, although there are actually 18 living here altogether. Slightly fewer than the 25 species I'd thought there were when I first started. People often ask about the best places to see bats. Well, that depends. I've been on boat rides along a river, especially for bat watching. They're very successful, as is visiting a forest. But the highest number I've seen was by a cricket field. It was wonderful. And have you ever heard a bat call? It's quite an experience, though you'll definitely need lots of special equipment for it. What I discovered was that the calls are very high-pitched, so it's difficult for the human ear to make them out, however noisy they are to other bats. So you don't often hear them. But when you do, the range of different calls is amazing. I really didn't expect that. I'm always keen to teach people about bats, so I give talks and show films about them to local residents or encourage them to join various bat tours, which fascinate people. And I've recently persuaded bat experts to set up displays in different towns, which have been popular with lots of visitors. That's fantastic!
That is the end of exercise 3. Now turn to exercise 4. Exercise 4. you will hear six people talking about long-distance train travel. For questions 27 to 32, choose from the list A to H which idea each speaker expresses. Write the correct letter, A to H, on the answer line. Use each letter only once. There are two extra letters which you do not need to use. You will hear the recordings twice. Now read statements A to H. Speaker 1.
I used to take loads of luggage with me onto trains, but so many other people have begun doing the same, there's no room anymore. But I'll still choose to travel that way. What I find interesting is the variety of passengers you might come across. I love imagining who they are and what their lives are like, based on their appearance and what they're talking about. If no one's around, I just stare through the window to pass the time.
Speaker 2.
I travel long distances by train, taking loads of office work with me, as it's often quiet on board. Then I'll end up ignoring it entirely and gazing through the window, especially if I'm tired, even if the views aren't great. Very often I'll find myself chatting with another passenger. It's incredible what people tell you. That makes the journey pass quickly. I try and sit somewhere near the luggage area if possible. Otherwise, there's often nowhere to put my bags.
Speaker 3.
I guess one thing about travelling by train is that, in theory, I can get some work done, although that doesn't often happen. But nowadays, I just don't feel I can get on polluting planes or into cars if there's the alternative of going by rail, despite the expense. It just feels like the better option somehow. And friends are always telling me about their fascinating chats with fellow passengers. That hasn't happened to me yet, though.
Speaker 4.
I'd always said long-distance train travel made little sense financially, although I've recently revised my opinion. By booking in advance, I've had great special offers. I guess I've travelled by train so many times, though, the sense of adventure has slightly worn off. I tend to just sit quietly doing nothing in particular, preferably away from people so I don't need to talk. I don't even bother trying to read, which is something I used to love doing.
Speaker 5.
If I've got time, I'll travel by train rather than fly, no matter how far I'm going. I know flying's faster and offers greener options nowadays, but the attraction of train travel for me is that thrilling feeling I get as I board the train and it leaves the station, as I know it'll be stopping at so many cities on the way. Even if you plan in advance, you can still spend a lot, but it's worth it, I'd say.
Speaker 6.
I do such a lot of travelling for work now, the days are gone when I'd find it enjoyable, which is a huge pity. And I've spent so much time sitting in narrow plane seats trying to concentrate and failing. So although train seats are only a slight improvement, with a tiny bit more room for my long legs, I can at least get on with stuff. That makes me feel I'm not wasting the hours I spend travelling, at least.
Now you will hear the six speakers again. Speaker 1.
I used to take loads of luggage with me onto trains, but so many other people have begun doing the same, there's no room anymore. But I'll still choose to travel that way. What I find interesting is the variety of passengers you might come across. I love imagining who they are and what their lives are like, based on their appearance and what they're talking about. If no one's around, I just stare through the window to pass the time.
Speaker 2.
I travel long distances by train, taking loads of office work with me, as it's often quiet on board. Then I'll end up ignoring it entirely and gazing through the window, especially if I'm tired, even if the views aren't great. Very often I'll find myself chatting with another passenger. It's incredible what people tell you. That makes the journey pass quickly. I try and sit somewhere near the luggage area if possible, otherwise there's often nowhere to put my bags.
Speaker 3.
I guess one thing about travelling by train is that in theory I can get some work done, although that doesn't often happen. But nowadays I just don't feel I can get on polluting planes or into cars if there's the alternative of going by rail, despite the expense. It just feels like the better option somehow. And friends are always telling me about their fascinating chats with fellow passengers. That hasn't happened to me yet, though.
Speaker 4.
I'd always said long-distance train travel made little sense financially, although I've recently revised my opinion. By booking in advance, I've had great special offers. I guess I've travelled by train so many times, though, the sense of adventure has slightly worn off. I tend to just sit quietly doing nothing in particular, preferably away from people so I don't need to talk. I don't even bother trying to read, which is something I used to love doing.
Speaker 5.
If I've got time, I'll travel by train rather than fly, no matter how far I'm going. I know flying's faster and offers greener options nowadays, but the attraction of train travel for me is that thrilling feeling I get as I board the train and it leaves the station, as I know it'll be stopping at so many cities on the way. Even if you plan in advance, you can still spend a lot, but it's worth it, I'd say.
Speaker 6.
I do such a lot of travelling for work now. The days are gone when I'd find it enjoyable, which is a huge pity. And I've spent so much time sitting in narrow plane seats trying to concentrate and failing. So although train seats are only a slight improvement, with a tiny bit more room for my long legs, I can at least get on with stuff. That makes me feel I'm not wasting the hours I spend travelling, at least.
That is the end of exercise 4. Now turn to exercise 5. Exercise 5. You will hear an interview with a student called Jamie Walsh, whose hobby is exploring his city on foot. For each question, choose the correct answer, A, B, or C, and put a tick in the appropriate box. You will hear the interview twice. Now look at questions 33 to 40.
I'm with Jamie Walsh, whose current hobby is exploring his city on foot. Jamie, how did it start?
Well, I'd read about people walking every street of their city and uploading the results onto a special website. It sounded interesting. The thing is, I'm really a fan of peace and quiet, so I'd been travelling into the countryside for years to go walking rather than staying in my city, but those places were getting increasingly well known and more crowded. So that was the motivation. I was also becoming aware I didn't know much of my city, so thought I'd try walking around it. And once I'd started, I formed a completely different idea of what it was like.
How did you feel about your walks initially?
Well, I was determined not to push myself to achieve goals. That really wasn't the idea. And luckily, it wasn't like that, although I did often walk a bit faster than I'd originally intended. Anyway, afterwards, I was pleased with how much I remembered of what I'd seen.
And you're studying at university, so how do you find time for your walks?
It takes some organising. I've been thinking about going to the edge of the city on my days off to walk, but I've always got too many other things to do. What works much better is getting off the bus at a different place each day after finishing lectures. I've also considered going grocery shopping in different places and then walking, but have realised I'd have to carry everything I buy.
So what's helpful on your walks? Planning your route?
Yes, I do this before I leave. It's quite useful to see places where I can sit down for a while. And I like mixing it up a bit along the route, seeing busy shopping streets, along with quieter places with trees or open water. Anyway, before setting off, it's essential for me to look at a map I can open out in front of me. It helps me work out where places are in relation to each other.
And are you content to stay within your own city?
Absolutely. I thought I'd invite my mates to come too, but I've since found I prefer being alone. At least I know that if I get fed up, I can just head for my house, though that doesn't tend to happen. One thing, though, was that I intended to go and see places where some of my relatives lived many years ago, but those no longer exist.
Right. Anyway, do you meet people while you're walking?
Yes, and so many are keen to chat, which I hadn't expected. I think they're puzzled, though, when I tell them what I'm doing, probably because many have lived here all their lives but haven't explored far, for many reasons. So, of course, they can't tell me about anything outside their area.
And you've been reading about the city too. What have you enjoyed most about that?
Well, I discovered some big names from music and film came from the city, so that's been interesting. What's happened there over the centuries, though, is what I've probably got most pleasure from learning about. And that led me to finding out about typical styles of buildings there, although I mostly take photos of those along the route.
So which discoveries have been beneficial to you on your walks?
I'd never realised how many galleries there were outside the centre. I've introduced my arty friends to those. I've also visited parks I'd never been to. I knew their names, but that was all. The biggest find, though, in spots you'd never imagine, is all the cafes, serving delicious stuff. So I go to them even when I'm not out walking.
Now you will hear the interview again.
I'm with Jamie Walsh, whose current hobby is exploring his city on foot. Jamie, how did it start?
Well, I'd read about people walking every street of their city and uploading the results onto a special website. It sounded interesting. The thing is, I'm really a fan of peace and quiet, so I'd been travelling into the countryside for years to go walking rather than staying in my city, but those places were getting increasingly well known and more crowded. So that was the motivation. I was also becoming aware I didn't know much of my city, so thought I'd try walking around it. And once I'd started, I formed a completely different idea of what it was like.
How did you feel about your walks initially?
Well, I was determined not to push myself to achieve goals. That really wasn't the idea. And luckily, it wasn't like that, although I did often walk a bit faster than I'd originally intended. Anyway, afterwards, I was pleased with how much I remembered of what I'd seen.
And you're studying at university, so how do you find time for your walks?
It takes some organising. I've been thinking about going to the edge of the city on my days off to walk, but I've always got too many other things to do. What works much better is getting off the bus at a different place each day after finishing lectures. I've also considered going grocery shopping in different places and then walking, but have realised I'd have to carry everything I buy.
So what's helpful on your walks? Planning your route?
Yes, I do this before I leave. It's quite useful to see places where I can sit down for a while. And I like mixing it up a bit along the route, seeing busy shopping streets, along with quieter places with trees or open water. Anyway, before setting off, it's essential for me to look at a map I can open out in front of me. It helps me work out where places are in relation to each other.
And are you content to stay within your own city?
Absolutely. I thought I'd invite my mates to come too, but I've since found I prefer being alone. At least I know that if I get fed up, I can just head for my house, though that doesn't tend to happen. One thing, though, was that I intended to go and see places where some of my relatives lived many years ago, but those no longer exist.
Right. Anyway, do you meet people while you're walking?
Yes, and so many are keen to chat, which I hadn't expected. I think they're puzzled, though, when I tell them what I'm doing, probably because many have lived here all their lives but haven't explored far, for many reasons. So, of course, they can't tell me about anything outside their area.
And you've been reading about the city too. What have you enjoyed most about that?
Well, I discovered some big names from music and film came from the city, so that's been interesting. What's happened there over the centuries, though, is what I've probably got most pleasure from learning about. And that led me to finding out about typical styles of buildings there, although I mostly take photos of those along the route.
So which discoveries have been beneficial to you on your walks?
I'd never realised how many galleries there were outside the centre. I've introduced my arty friends to those. I've also visited parks I'd never been to. I knew their names, but that was all. The biggest find, though, in spots you'd never imagine, is all the cafes, serving delicious stuff. So I go to them even when I'm not out walking.
That is the end of exercise 5. You now have 6 minutes to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. I will remind you when there is 1 minute left.
You have one more minute left. That is the end of the examination.